Is this thing on? Welcome to the Hrifau podcast, episode 2. Look at this. It already sounds professional, smooth. It is Wednesday for me, 5:48 p.m. I'm coming to you. It's actually a really nice day today. Really cool. Things are warming up. It's looking up. Which groundhog was right? That's what I want to know. That's not a beef that people really talk about too much. So today, I think that I owe you 2 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to make this a 13-minute episode because I went over the previous episode. Again, for those of you that are new, the rules to my show are that this is your time. So I genuinely care. I do. I really do care how your day was. I'm actually your fan. This is almost like a podcast on demand. First thing I want to do before I continue with what the topic is, I wanted to do something real quick where I give you a few seconds to acknowledge how you're feeling right now. So I'm going to leave I'm going to say something. I'm going to leave some blank, and that's where you're going to fill it in with how you're feeling. So basically, I'm going to say, I am feeling, and I'm going to leave it blank. I'm going to let you fill that out. Okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I am feeling. I'm going to let you think about that for a little bit. Because personally, I think if I were to ask myself that question, I think I'd be optimistic. I think for those of you that are dealing with some struggle, I'm telling you, when they tell you that you have to like go through this in order to like really appreciate what's coming, I'm telling you, trust me, I've been there. So today's topic, really quick, I probably don't even have much time now, is something that came up, and you know, it's probably affected us all. and it's portrayed in different ways, and that is the art of not minding your own damn business. There's another epidemic out there, folks. We're not talking about this one. We're talking about COVID. Rightfully so. It's killing people. There's another one that's probably killing people too. People don't know how to mind their damn business. First, I wanted to give you what the literal meaning of what to mind your business is. For those of you that aren't familiar with that, mind your own business is a common English saying which asks for respect of other people's privacy. It can mean that a person should stop meddling in what does not concern that person, etc. That doesn't even need to be added at the end. But that's what mind your business is. On that point, and this isn't directed at any one person, right? I'm probably talking about myself too, because when I'm on social media, I try not to do this actually, but other people do. I'm on social media, I see people just trying to put up a nice picture of themselves. Some people can be vicious. I've been there in the past, I can tell you. I have. But that's what I mean by, is that, are we allowed to just completely disregard all social norms when we're on social media? I mean, think about that. There's kind of a moral code, right? There's certain things you wouldn't do in person, but people do them in social media and it's okay. Like meddling in someone else's affairs, feeling that they have a comment. Just because you can comment doesn't mean you should. Right? It's a lost art. But I am here to help you. Today, we're going to learn how to mind our business. We're going to reflect on the moments that maybe we've been nosy or shoehorned ourselves in someone's situation. A de facto arbiter. We've been there, all of us. And there's no shame, right? Sometimes we care. Sometimes we just want to protect or defend. Sometimes we just want to know too much. Sometimes we want to control the situation. Sometimes we feel we don't have control of a situation and this is the only way. There's just too many motives, too many variables. So for me, if I were thinking about this from a professional, I'd say the only way to root out the problem is to find a way to avoid it altogether where necessary. So, I have here polite ways to tell people to mind their business. First one, this is a private matter between such and such and myself. It's a pretty cool one. I like that one. What would I say? What would I say if somebody just got in my business? Respectfully, that's a good way to start it, right? Or is that like condescending? Respectfully. That's kind of a good one, but I think social media has turned it into like a snarky response. Damn you, social media. But I love you too, social media. So don't get upset. Another one is, I appreciate your interest, but I prefer to handle it my own way. That's a good one. It's like, you know, mind your business over there. The next one I see here is, I want to try it my way, but if I need help, I know where to turn. I've done that before. I'm sure we've all done that. You know what happens? I think sometimes when you know someone is well-intentioned and they just want to kind of be there for you, sometimes they involve themselves in it. We really don't know whether it's rude or not to tell them, hey, even if you say it the right way, like, hey, man, I know you mean well, but I kind of have a game plan already. But I totally appreciate the gesture. You know, is that rude? What do you think? No, I literally need you to answer. Let me know what your answer is. Over here it says, a similar expression is mind your own business. And that is something you can say directly to the person who is being rude and inquiring about your private and personal matters. These two phrases, it's none of your business and mind your own business, those are slightly rude. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you there. No, sir. This is from expressoenglish.net. I'm not sure. Sometimes need to put the divide between you when multiple warnings weren't heeded, right? One's only fair. Man, when's the last time somebody, it was a while ago, mind your business. That hurts when somebody says that, man. Has anyone told you mind your business today? If not, gold star. You get a gold star for the day. Mind your business. It's another thing. And I know that a lot of you are going to relate with this one. It's like, if you and I are acquaintances, let's say, I've heard of you. I know of you. And I don't care if you're blood or not. I think that you're out of your jurisdiction to go and even speak my name. Is that, I don't know if that's being That's not being reasonable. I think that's reasonable. How many of you have had that happen? How do we like react to that? Because I know people that it's like, you know, you're doing the right thing, you're minding your business, and then somehow you're the conversation pieces of like, you're some party favor just there to entertain them. Because I guess the life of the person that's talking about it isn't interesting enough to talk about his own life or her or them. That bothers me. So, you know, just like, you know, we acknowledge good feelings, you got to acknowledge stuff like that. If that bothers you, what do you do to change that, right? First reaction, what do you think? Your first reaction could be, I'm going to find out who told this person, you know. Like, there goes, like, however you were feeling, wherever you were headed, like, you've allowed that. But it's also, you have to toe the fine line between defending your honor and making sure. But, you know, defending your honor, like, what movie are we playing here? Like, this isn't, there's no Oscars here to be won. Just, I think the important thing to remember is acknowledge that it bothers you. Don't go around saying, I don't really care what people say, or I don't really care what they say. If you are there, though, it's because you're the type of person, and I know a few people that are like this, that they just say, focus on the people that are around you immediately. Those are the only people that matter. Because people do matter. People outside of you do matter. You say, nah, nobody around yet. People do matter. And if you're living that solitary life, trust me, I hope you can find it in a way to let someone in or speak about it. We're short on time. We're down. We're counting down. Man, this comes fast. So because I owe you less time, I promise we'll talk about this, because I was even going to bring up snitching. Like, snitching is kind of like, mind your damn business. Right? There's nuanced. Is extremely nuanced. That is an onion in itself. So we will peel that onion and perhaps cry about that later. I have 10 seconds left. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you really feel a little bit better about this. I hope I've sparked some sort of thought about this. It is more to talk about, obviously. Continue conversations with your friends. Thank you so much. And make sure you join me tomorrow. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. This is Rifao Podcast, Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. Thank you for joining me. Have a good night.